Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Very, very large payday for an NFL quarterback, we'll get to, among other National Football League news. Another thing that you need to know is that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming up. We've had a great time the last couple of years with this. We want you to join us on Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Dunwoody as we celebrate Father's Day with you. So go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or someone who's important in your life. It's brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com. Your mic's off.
I'm trying to find a clip. I'm so curious. Who was that Reggie Miller pushed?
Oh.
Because he pushed the hell out of him.
Yeah, he pushed him down.
He pushed his ass down and everything.
Hit a three, pushed him down, stole the inbounds because he pushed him down.
Dribbled back to the corner, hit a three. Yes.
And then somehow scored two other points?
Yes.
In 8 seconds?
Yes,
what was it? Scored 8 points in 9 seconds or whatever it was. But there's a lot of famous moments that, you know, we don't need all the details, you know? Just remembering it fun is probably the best part. Or it depends on who you talk to. Like, if you talk to Knicks fans, obviously they're going to remember that he pushed someone down. You talk to Jazz fans about Michael Jordan's final shot, they're going to say he pushed off. Every story's got the other side of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Michael Jordan one, I'm always going to say that, I mean, his momentum took away. Like, that shove on the butt to is it Byron or Brian?
I don't know.
Okay.
All these years later,
we still don't know.
I think Byron we call Brian. Him Byron because he spelled it with a Y, but I do think it's Brian.
Okay.
I think it's Brian Russell.
All right. I'm looking down. There is Josh Starks going to get the ball.
Okay.
And he pushes Josh Starks.
Oh, he pushed John down. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a foul.
Cheater.
Offensive foul. Just like when he hit his famous shot in, I think it was game six against the Bulls in the East Finals, right? He two-hand shoved Michael Jordan in the chest and then caught the ball, hit the three, and then did his little spinny thing celebration.
Right.
Yeah, man, look, you know. Every moment has the somebody cheating.
Yeah, I mean, no, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Not exactly.
Yeah, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on who you ask. You know, when stuff like this happens where you've got the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals and you have a graphic on TV last night that says of the four teams remaining,
right,
only two of them have won championships and neither have won a championship since the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, the Knicks won in 1973. Everybody knows that.
They did.
I don't recall the Thunder winning a championship in 1979.
Well, technically, they're
I don't
still...
recall them being a franchise in 1979.
Well, technically,
so
they are.
While a lot of people are probably enjoying this Thunder run,
yes,
then there's that flip side of it where there's this little fan base that
I have a question.
Hates every second of it.
I have a question about that. Okay, because they do have the Seattle Supersonics' history, right? Mm. And they did win the title with Coach Lenny Wilkins in 79.
Right.
Is that banner up in theirs?
Uh-uh.
Or it's not? Okay.
No.
I was just curious.
Nope.
Okay.
So they don't even do that.
They don't even put the banner. So the banner's not. It's Chesapeake Bay or something. Chesapeake.
Some garbage
like
arena.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So
looks
so,
terrible. I know Trey said on Twitter that it's louder than New York, which.
Yeah.
Solid troll job. Easy for fans to clap back.
Yes.
Like, you're on vacation.
You're on vacation.
You know?
In OKC.
Does it sound louder on your TV?
Yeah. You're
because that's
you're
how you're watching it, too.
In Oklahoma
yeah.
City.
It was funny. I always am down for Trey trolling Knicks fans. That's right. Pretty funny. But it was a little bit like, you're not playing either.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, they don't have the banner up in there. So they don't even claim it. So no one else should.
Okay. That's all I was yeah. curious about. But we were talking, because we were coming in, and I did ask you, I said, when they let Seattle get a basketball team back, which they are.
Yeah.
They'll be the Sonics.
They'll be the Sonics.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, they'll be the Sonics.
Okay.
And I think there was an agreement, and I don't know how long it lasts or whatever, but I think there was an agreement that when they do get their team back, and again, it's not their team back. Getting their team back would be the Thunder moving back to Seattle.
Right.
That would be great.
Right.
It's going to be an expansion team that they name the Sonics.
Uh-huh.
So it's not exactly going to be the same thing.
It's like the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Like Cleveland.
Exactly.
Yes.
It'll be like the Cleveland Browns, except for that took how long? 2 years? How long did Cleveland not have football? Your mic's off again.
When was I keep hitting that wrong button?
Oh, you turned his mic off, playing a trick on him.
It's oh my god! When did Tim Couch was 99 draft?
Yeah, that was the first one back, right?
Yeah, so yeah,
and they moved in like 96. So
somewhere
they
in that area, right there.
Okay, which sucks. Because should have never happened.
Ray Lewis was 96.
Right, he should have been
first
a
draft pick. Yeah,
right.
Now
we're going on 20 years.
Hell yeah, they were like okay. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like those type franchise, those type fan base. We talk. And make fun of Cleveland all the time. But that fan base got that football team back. You know, just like, you know, commissions, like, I understand, you know, like, there's no way that the NFL can get around not having the Browns in Cleveland. I figure out a way to give them this football team and allow that tradition and everything to be a part of it. It's the same way with the Sonics.
I don't know.
It's the same way the Sonics
I guess.
Are. I mean, they are one of the.
You would think it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
If
mean,
it was.
Who, how many teams? How many expansion teams have it been?
None. None. There haven't been any since.
Haven't been since. Yeah.
And no one's relocated either.
Right.
So no one's moved. It's the last team that's moved.
Yes. And so you're in there, man. I know they're going to have a meeting somewhere. I'm thinking because I was trying to think what would they do because it kind of seems like people are thinking that Vegas is going to get a team.
Mm-hmm.
So would they do two West Coast teams?
I think so. And then you probably
Minnesota,
move Memphis and
Minnesota.
Somebody else to the east.
Memphis and Minnesota to the east, probably?
Yeah, or maybe New Orleans,
okay.
Right? Because New Orleans is a Western
that's
Conference
right.
team
that's
somehow.
Right.
So maybe you put them in the east and split it up like that. I don't know. Like, here's my only thing about that is we already talk about how the 82-game regular season is pretty much
a
different thing than the playoffs.
Right.
Like, it's a different sport almost. Mm-hmm. We really need two more full rosters of that. You know what I mean? Like the nightly NBA product is already kind of like, all right, we're cool. Like in February, you really want to throw 30 more guys out there that, you know,
is that your thought process when you're talking about getting the Sonics back?
No, like, look, I mean, get a team back in Seattle.
Right.
I'm just from a bigger picture perspective, like, does the NBA really need two more teams right now,
no.
given what the 82-game
no.
product already is?
No.
Like, it doesn't get good until now.
Right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't get good until you get to the eight teams that are actually legitimate. And honestly, even in this playoffs, when you had eight, only one of those series was good. And even that series ended with a 40-point blowout
yeah,
in Game
man.
7. So it's like, you know, as much as we love the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and I do, and I'll regular season, playoffs, all this, I'm very much looking forward to these final four because these are the good young teams.
Yeah,
like,
man.
This is what the NBA is.
Yes.
I realize so much of the narrative and focus, and understandably, there's been some really good stories this year in the last couple of years with older players. There was really no chance that any of that was going to work. What works in the NBA is 26-year-old to 30-year-old superstars winning championships.
Yeah, man.
And that's what these teams are all built on that still remain.
Oh, and you think about, what did you say, seven years that no repeat title and all those things? Yeah. I love that. I love the fact that everybody's getting an opportunity. And one of the biggest reasons is because the great players of this generation are all old. You know, we talk about LeBron and Steph and these guys that dominated the finals and everything like that. So, yeah, this new blood, and I love it. And because, I mean, it's already going to be – the narrative is already out there about whoever wins the Western Conference Finals is going to be the new face of the franchise. When you talk about the two young Bucks and Ant-Man and Shea, but I'm just like they got to win a title, don't they? I mean, when you think that, okay, this is going to be the best matchup right now. You got those two dudes, and the two dudes don't like each other. That's why I like. They don't mess with each other like that. So you mean to tell me that if Ant-Man wins, but he loses to the Knicks, he's automatically the face?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those complicated things of, like, who decides who the face is and when. What are the qualifications? Like, I don't really know.
Because
LeBron was the face of the NBA.
And we never talked about it, right?
Right?
It just was, right? Yeah. You just viewed him as the guy.
Yeah, then when he went to Miami and won one, then I guess it was fully whatever, validated or whatever you want to call it. But, like, LeBron came in 2003, and I know Kobe, I don't know, it was a weird stretch of, like, post-Jordan NBA didn't want to lean into Iverson and some of those guys as the face.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kobe, they didn't want to lean into as the face because of what had gone on with him.
Right.
And then LeBron comes along and clearly was and, you know, won a ton of games and was amazing but hadn't had a championship yet. But again, like, I don't remember ever sitting around with my buddies because I have a sports radio show at the time. But I don't remember sitting around with my buddies and be like, who's the face of the NBA?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it was always usually the best player a lot of times, right?
Or who cares?
Or who, like, you know? That's what I'm saying, like,
you know, because that's like, really what everyone's like making it. This is what's at stake,
Ant-Man's
the new
like,
face.
Ant-Man's like, I don't want to be.
Okay.
Well, okay.
You don't get to choose that. That's not
really
up to you.
Exactly.
Like, you don't get to choose whether or not to be.
I don't want to be the face of the franchise,
If the Minnesota Timberwolves win the NBA championship.
You are going
this
to
year,
be that dude.
Then he becomes the guy that everyone associates most with the NBA.
Yeah.
I also feel like that's kind of what we're on the precipice of right now, too. Like, because I do think it's either going to be the Thunder or the T-Wolves.
Right.
I think they're the two best remaining teams. Because of the way this era has transitioned so slowly, because LeBron and Steph and KD and so many of these older guys are still good, but not like championship good, really.
Right.
That it's taken a little bit longer to get here with some of these guys, even though none of them have won it yet either. And I guess the last couple championships have been won by foreign guys. I guess for whatever reason, the NBA is like, we want a new face of the league, but it can't be him.
Well, this guy's been the best guy in the league for
5 years.
Yes, right.
Yeah. But he's kind of chubby and Serbian, so
we
can't be.
We can't let him be there.
All right. Seems like he might be anyway. That kind of feels like what we are on the watching right now with these two guys, because they are two of the five best players in the world.
Yes.
Ant-Man's back to the conference finals again.
Yes.
Incredibly young to be doing this. And they made that trade and to be able to get back there. The Knicks, too, making that trade and getting to the conference finals.
Yeah.
It feels like the Ant-Man, Shea Gilgis, who else do you throw in that category? It feels like that era, it's already started.
Yeah.
But this feels like this is really like everyone being like, all right, this is their
league. Let's go. Because those guys, when you talked about, I mean, you look at that last run, we talked about, I mean, some of the funnest basketball was this summer in the Olympics and those three guys and win the gold medal and things like that. Like, they're transitioning out of that right now. They're trying to transition out of that. And these guys just won't go nowhere. Like, because KD's about to go somewhere, he's going to be just as good. But he's not going to be the guy he once was. We understand it. We understand what they're doing out in L.A. That's Luka's team. It's not LeBron's team anymore. But yet,
right, Luka. He's a part of that group with SGA and Ant-Man.
And so that's the fun thing about it. And like we just previously said, 7 years of no repeat. 7 years of no dynasty.
Yeah, and it feels like that's where
continue.
We're going. Yeah,
yes.
Just because of as now we're a couple off seasons, a couple cycles into this new collective bargaining agreement. And you're getting a better idea of what it does to the landscape. Nobody really knew what it was going to do when it started because we hadn't seen it yet. And it was complicated.
Right.
I'll be honest.
All
like,
the aprons.
Yeah.
And everything.
I read about it. It's like, I guess I don't really know what that means. Just on the surface, it was like, that kind of seems bad for for the players a little bit. Like, it seems like it's going to be hard for the best players to get all of the money that they want and be on good teams, but I don't know. We'll see. No, that definitely seems like what it is.
Yeah.
Like, guys are still going to get max contracts, but you're not going to be able to have two and three max guys on the mm-hmm. same team at the same time like you had in the previous era.
Correct.
Like, you're going to have to strike while the iron's hot, maybe even win one
on a rookie deal
a little early, mm-hmm. almost like the NFL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you can win a championship with a rookie, which is almost impossible in the NBA because these guys don't fully mature until 25, 26.
But this is what they're talking about with the San Antonio thing.
Right.
Because of Wemby being yep. who he is on his rookie deal and everything. That's why you're seeing names like Giannis or somebody going there mm-hmm. because he's affordable right now.
Right.
Because this is his third year coming, right? He won't be pretty soon.
Yeah.
He will be an all-NBA max level player.
It's interesting because, like, I would get why the NBA would think to themselves, okay, how can we structure ourselves financially to be more similar to the NFL to produce more parity? I get it because the NFL is the most popular sport in the country.
Okay.
But I don't think that's why the NFL is the most popular sport in the country. I think parity has some to do with it.
Okay.
I think it's football.
Yeah.
People just really like football.
When that boils down to it,
yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
They try to overcomplicate it with it's like, what can baseball do to be more? No, because it can't because it's not football. Right. People aren't watching the NFL in the hundreds of millions of eyeballs because of the fact that the salary cap has a hard limit.
Mm-hmm. They hate that part.
They're doing it because they watch it because football's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
Yeah. It's why college football is the second most popular league in America.
Right.
Televised high school football. It'll probably be the fourth most popular league. You know what I mean?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I do, man.
It's like, NBA's like, I know what we'll do. We'll just encourage parity and make it so it's more like a quarterback than it is a big three. Well, okay, maybe. That might make more parity, but it's still not football.
No. Football is football.
Football's football. That's why people like football.
Football.
So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about football.
Yeah!
Because people like football, and we like it too, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.